more fluffy than Rick Hudson.
A fluffy guy.
Yeah. That's for sure. Yeah. It's for the Hazik that they might stood out.
I don't know why someone would pick what they're looking for. I'm not sure, but...
Let's learn. What?
There was no permission to even post it to begin with. So.
That should be the chabur next week. first topic for you, Yadin Kol. All right, so there are three basic questions, I think, to ask in the sugya of Nesachim. I mean, there are a bunch more, but we'll focus on three. Number one is the relationship between the Nesachim and the Zevach, right? That's probably the most obvious question that you'd ask. Then the second question is the definition of the Nesachim themselves. What exactly is this, which is being brought alongside the Karban, independent of how it relates to the Zevach, just what is this thing? And then the third question you'd want to ask in the sugya is, are there chilukim between different scenarios? Something which already comes out of our Mishnah, where our Mishnah had a difference between Nesachim, which were there with the Zevach, versus Nesachim, which you're bringing afterwards. So do some of these dinim change in different situations, right? Yachid versus Tzibur, Chova versus Nedava, with the Zevach, not with the Zevach. Those are the three questions that we'll attack, and we'll attack them in order. So, first, the topic of the relationship between the Nesachim and the Zevach. So, at first glance, our Mishnah gives impressions in both directions. On the one hand, the Mishnah says, if the Zevach, the Nesachim were Mekudash, and then the Zevach is Nifsal. So on one hand, the Mishnah says, if there's another Zevach lying around, so the Nesachim can jump ship and go to a new Zevach. So that implies that we're weakening the connection between the Nesachim and the Zevach. On the other hand, the Mishnah says, if there's no Zevach Acher, then Yipaslu Belina, which implies that the Nesachim are linked to a Zevach, because you can't just bring them by themselves. It seems like they're not an independent Karban, because if they're not going to be connected with a new Zevach, they're going to be Nifsal. Right, so you seem to get both perspectives from the Mishnah. But as you go weiter in the Gemara very clearly takes one of the two sides. And the Gemara links the Nesachim with the Zevach. First, that happens with Ze'iri, the beginning of the Gemara, where Ze'iri says, "Ein ha-Nesachim miskadshin ella b'shchitas ha-Zevach." And the way the Rashi and the top Rashi, or Rabbeinu Yakim maybe, understand it, is that even if the Nesachim are in a Kli Sharis, they will be chulin gemurin until the shchita of the Zevach. That's very, very strongly... Tosas is surprised that Rashi goes so far, because it's in a Kli Sharis. Why shouldn't it have Kedusha? But they seem to be saying that's exactly Ziri's point. We are so linking the Nesachim with the Zevach that until you have a Zevach, you can't have any Kedusha for the Nesachim at all. Right? That's the first main point linking Nesachim and the Zevach in the Gemara. And then we go out onto Amud Beis, and the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yanai, who takes that piece of the Mishnah, which seemed to split Nesachim and Zevach, when the Mishnah said, you always have the opportunity to jump ship. You can go from one Zevach to another. And Rabbi Yanai said, that's only because of Lev Bezdin Masne Aleihen. Right? Which Rashi, Tosas, the Rambam all say is only a din in Karban Tzibur. You can look at that whole shir from Luchenstein's etzal that I put on the Mar Makomos, where he talks about Lev Bezdin Masne Aleihen. There are two basic ways of understanding it. The interesting way of understanding Lev Bezdin Masne Aleihen is that you have a certain flexibility in what your Karban is going to be. Maybe even after Hakdasha, there still is some opportunity to tinker with what its nature is going to be. But the less interesting but more mainstream approach is that Lev Bezdin is just Tanai. And the reason why the Rishonim all say that it only applies to a Karban Tzibur is because the idea is just when the Kohanim are being mafrish the things for the various Karbanos. So policy of the Beis HaMikdash was that, well, you know, if this Karban Tzibur is Nifsal, so when we're Makdish the Nesachim, we have in mind that it can maintain its flexibility. So,
by the way,
yeah.
The first approach works a lot better with the Rambam we saw last week, with the Shittanite.
being making the schmuck.
Ah, so that shir, look, the two pieces he talks about in the shir, it's Lev Bez Masalan and Sakin Moshchas and Lashin Vain. And he talks about, is that the same concept, and Sakin Moshchas, and it's just another way of saying that it's a Tanai.
What's the second piece?
We saw last week the Rambam in the Parash Mishnayos and Zvachim said that there's no psul shelo lishma on a karban sivur, because sakin moshchas on the mashin boyan, the knife somehow directs them, right, which makes it sound like the avoda itself turns the karban into something. So, yeah, right, which that does not sound like a tanai.
It sounds like it's like you now have to make a new lishma.
Yeah, so that's a whole world that's out there. Take a look at his piece. It's really good. But at least for our purposes, right, the mainstream shot in Lev Bez and Masalayan is that it's just policy from the Kohanim. It's a Tanai, and so Rabbi Yannai has basically neutralized the part of the Mishnah which split the Nesachim from the Zevach. Because no, fundamentally, the Nesachim go with the Zevach, okay? And if it's a Karban Sibur, then the Beis Din, and Rashi, really, you may have noticed, it's not the Sanhedrin, Rashi says. Rashi says the Beis Din here, he has one word, he says, Beis Din Shel Kohanim. Meaning it just means, like, the Kohanim, the Semikdash, who are in charge of buying the Karbanos and setting, you know, Kohen policy, they're the ones doing this. It's a technical split, and fundamentally, the Nesachim and the Zevach are linked. Now, our Gemara we need to soften this a little bit. There is one piece which is splitting the Nesachim from the Zevach, because remember the Gemara quoted Rav Chisda and said that there still is a difference between the relationship between Nesachim and Zevach and the Shemen of a Mincha and a Mincha. Remember Rav Chisda said you can't even, if Shemen was Hufrash for a Karban, so that oil cannot be swapped. No matter what. Even a Tanai Beis Din, Lev Beis Din, no advanced conditions to swap oil from one mincha to another mincha. So we still are somewhat splitting the Nesachim from the Zevach, that the Beis Din does have the ability to make a Tanai, that if things don't work out with Zevach 1, then the Nesachim will jump to Zevach 2. But for the most part, our Gemara seems to be linking the Nesachim and the Zevach. And that is what drives the Balei Tosfos and Daf Tezvav Beis absolutely crazy. Because you get the polar opposite impression from the sugya over there in the Mishnah, where Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim argue whether you can be mafagel a Nesachim with the Zevach. Rabbi Meir says, if you had Pigul in the Zevach, the Nesachim also have Pigul, which obviously links the Nesachim with the Zevach. But the Chachamim disagree. Chachamim say, no, there's no pigul in the Nesachim just because there's pigul in the Zevach. Sounds like we're splitting. The Chachamim in the Gemara have a Bam Kasher Meir, and they say, of course there's no pigul in the Nesachim. You can bring your Nesachim 10 days later. So how on earth can we say that the Zevach is the matir for the Nesachim and can make them pigul if they can be brought a week later? No way. Imer says in Achanami, I'm only talking about Nesachim which are being brought together with the Zevach. You happen to be bringing them at the same time. Sounds like Remeir thinks that those Nesachim are more closely linked. Makes a lot of sense. Then, right? So you have the relationship between Nesachim and Zevach when they're being brought together. The Nesachim and Zevach are being brought afterwards. Okay, fine. The Chachamim, they'll reject this. They say, no, even if you're bringing the Nesachim today, Bo Bayom, with the Zevach, Afshul Shnosim, the Zevach Acher, you can swap the Nesachim from one Zevach to another, which is the exact opposite of our Gemara. And Rabbi Meir there argues, and he says, no, Huk V'uk B'Shchita K'Lachmi Toda. The Shchita links the Nesachim with the Zevach, just like in the previous sugi we had, the Shchita of the Karban Toda is Makadish, and links the Lachmi Toda with the with the Karban Toda itself. So this whole Gemara, right, the view of the Chachamim is the exact opposite of our Gemara. We are now splitting. We're splitting the Nesachim from the Zevach. There's no people. After the Shnos and the Zevach, you can swap. So what on earth is going on? Balei Tosfos, right? unbelievable what they have to do, but see why. Say, our whole sugya is not a libra de helchasa. Zihiri and Rabbi Yanai, that was all in the view of Rabbi Meir. You know why our Gemara sounds like it's so linking between Nesachim and Zevach? Because that's Shitas Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim split the Nesachim from the Zevach, so they'll say, no Pigul, Afshar Lishnosan, Lizevach Acher, you can swap around. Maybe they'll also think that the Nesachim can be Mekudash independently of the Zevach. Just take out our whole Gemara. Unbelievable, but okay, so now that's, so you'll just walk away, you'll say, what's the relationship between Nesachim and Zevach? Machalgas Tanoim, and we can go home. Problem is, Rambam paskins both Gemaras. Right? Rambam says, like the Chachamim and Daf Tesvav, he says, there is no Pigul in the Nesachim. If you're Mefagal the Zevach, Nesachim do not have Pigul. But he paskins like Ziri, and he paskins like Rabbi Yanai. You can only be Mishanef Nesachim to Zevach Acher if it's a case of Lev Bezin Masna Layan. And he paskins also like Ziri that the Nesachim are not Mekudash until Shkitas HaZevach. So what's going on? So I think we saw there are a few answers in the Achrona, but the two really good answers come from Base Brisk and Baranovich. Right. Or I guess Slobodka at the time, right? Because Mendes David was learning in Slobodka. I answered the poem in Yossi's version.
He gave Chaburas and Branovich.
He gave Chaburas and Slobodka.
And Branovich.
On Fridays. I don't think so.
After all,
oh, yeah, he gave Kachum Chaburas to the Friday, high schoolers in Branovich. That's what, did you know that?
We also doing that.
Yeah, that's what Mikis
he was. He was teaching Kachum Chaburas to high schoolers.
No. School, there was probably the highest level shir.
Uh-huh.
I think Rabbanan said if Ravinavar and Ravashi showed up to Yeshiva, they'd still have started level shir.
I think that's what they're starting here. I think that's what Cantor told me. The Masmina program is going to be
doing Kachim on Fridays.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Nerav Tzai is going to be doing Taras.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Changing the phase of.
Halavai. All right. So what's going on? So the Grizz says, let's just first break things down. Right? It's like the Grizz in Menachos. It's like a Luchantin style Grizz. It's a lot of fun. It says, Rebeir and the Chum are actually arguing on two distinct points. The base level they're arguing about is whether the Nesachim are part of the Zevach or not. Right. According to Rebbe Meir, they are a part of the Karban. And according to the Chachamim, they're not even a part of the Karban at all. They're a totally separate entity, and therefore, Efshar L'Shnos and L'Zevach Acher, they can swap since they're not part of the Karban. He points out there's a second level to the Machlokas. Even after you've said that the Nesachim are part of the Karban, that the Karban Ola is not just an animal, but it's also the flour, wine, oil you bring along with the animal. You need to ask what's the relationship between the different parts of the karban. And the Remeir says, not only are the Nesachim part of the karban, but the Zevach is the matir for the Nesachim. So just like in a Zevach, the dam and the basar are very closely linked. The dam is the matir for the basar, and we saw that link earlier in the year when we talked about the sugya of ein basar, ein dam, right? It's a two-way street, that there's a very, very, very close link between those two. So your mayor is saying that the Nesachim are, or the Zevach is the matir for the Nesachim, and therefore not only will we say, e afshar l'shnos and the Zevach acher, the Nesachim are part of this karban, we're going to go one step further, and we're going to say that there is the ability to be mefagel the Zevach. So there is an extreme machlokes in the Mishnah between Rebbe Meir, on the one hand, super linking them, and the Chachamim super splitting them.
But once you say they're split, you're not going to say that they're not there.
Exactly. Right? Once it's not part of the karban, of course, the karban can't be the matir for it. Right? Of course, the zevach can't be the matir for the nesachim. If the nesachim are it's like an ola is not a matir for a shlamim. Those are totally separate. That's a given, right? Now, what that move does, though, what that sets up for him, though, is there's room for a middle view. What's the middle view going to be? So we'll just say it on the outside before we go inside into the Gemara. So the middle view is going to be the Nesachim are a part of the Zevach, and therefore you cannot swap the Nesachim from one Zevach to another. And you cannot be Mekadesh the Nesachim until the Zevach exists. But on the other hand, they are not super linked to the Zevach. The Zevach is not the Matir for the Nesachim. Torah tells you have to bring a Karban Ola, and that includes a bunch of different pieces. There has to be a Zevach, there has to be flour, there has to be wine, etc. That is the view of the Rambam.
That would cause someone to call for back home.
Thank you.
That is exactly the view of the Rambam, but that's not so helpful because the Rambam can't just say things which are not a lead of the man. Okay, maybe. But the Grizz points out that there seems to be another Tana out there. Because there's a Machlokes in the Mishnah in Zvachim and Daf Mem Gimel. And the view of the Chachamim, the Tanakhama there seems to be that, yes, there is no Pigul in the Nesachim. However, right, we've seen this here when we learned about Pigul, that Pigul is hard to pull off. The Chi of Kares, the Pigul is hard to pull off. And there are lower levels of Psul that you can get to without having a Chi of Kares of Pigul. And it sounds like if someone said, someone shechted the Zevach al-Menas to eat the Nesachim chutz lezmanon, the Nesachim will be pasul. So, says the Grizz, how can the Nesachim be pasul? If it's a separate carbon, then you can't pasul the Nesachim by having machshava with the Zevach. So he says, you see here, there are actually three deos in the Tanaim. There's the Rabbanan in the Mishnah in Menachos, who completely split the Nesachim from the Zevach. There was a Rabbi Meir who completely linked them. He said not only are they part of the same carbon, but one is the matzer for the other. Then you have the middle view, the Tanakama in the Mishnah in Zevachim, who says they're part of the same carbon. You can be posel b'machshava the Nesachim with the Zevach. However, it's not super linked. It's not the matzer for the Nesachim, and that is the view of the various.
Who saw that?
So, well, is this middle view similar to that?
No, we saw that there's no current, but there's a soul. And one can maybe even put a similar framework on Lachmanov.
Remind me, if we.
Rashi pointed out this above in Menachos, is that if you try to be Mefago from the Lechem to the Zevach, it doesn't work, but it's possible.
Okay, but the other way, if you're Mefago.
Right.
If you're mafagel in the toda, the lechem is pigul.
Correct.
So that relationship, that's Rabbi Meir level.
That's correct.
Right. Okay. So then we have three views in the Tanaim, and the Rambam is taking the middle view about the relationship between the Nesachim and the Zevach. And that is what is what he'll say is what's going on. Our Gemara, our sugya and Menachos is a leba to that middle view. The Mikdash David has a different approach. Mikdash David says there's no huge machlokas in the Tanaim, and there's nobody who thinks that the Nesachim are not part of the carbon. Everyone agrees the Nesachim are part of the carbon. Even the Tanakhama in the Mishnah in Zvachim Tesva. The only question is how linked are they? Are the Nesachim just part of the Zevach, or are the Nesachim linked to the actual animal which is being brought? Are the Nesachim only part of the Zevach, or are they actually linked to Betsy the cow? Right, exactly. Bessie?
Whatever you want.
Yeah, and that's where we're going with Betsy. Rosenzweig has a. I think Rosenzweig is.
Yeah.
It's Betsy, right?
Betsy.
Yeah.
That's the Lashon of Chaim is.
Okay, do it. What?
That's where Chaim is.
For them, it's probably like, I don't know, the local police officer, local Russian rush. Yeah, exactly.
In one of the Grizz's formulations, the Grizz, I don't remember in which piece it was, he had a few lines where he used the Lashon of, if the Nesachim were goof zibchohu or whatever, meaning like had strong.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, I think it was within Rameh or whatever it was, like strong language that, I don't know, it's unclear if it was as serious as the Mikdash David's point, but like he did use language like that also. That is like, you, like it's part of the Kufa of the Zerach.
Yeah, well, according to the Grays, the even that, and the Rambam was going to agree to that, right? And that's going to be the right. middle view, and that's why there will be a psul machshava, just not pigul, right? And the Mikdash David says what the what really Remeir and the Chum are arguing about is whether the whether they're so linked that if you lose the animal, the zevach will the nesachim will die, right? That's the question. Asher l'shnosan was the when the Gemara there talked about the Chum saying you can swap the nesachim after l'shnosan, and that was literally the exact opposite of Arsugi, because Arsugi said e asher l'shnosan. Mikdash David says we're talking about two different things. Our Gemara is saying you can't swap the nesachim from one carbon to another. The Machlokes Tanoim was if Betsy dies and you're bringing in a new animal for your chov, do you also need to bring in new nesachim, or can the old nesachim stay? Right? Because they'll say, you know, I'm it's like me for next year, and I'm staying. Right? I mean, everyone else around me is changing. Okay.
So you're also recording.
What?
You're getting all this on recording.
Yeah, exactly. I'll put on the twig. So. So, just a couple of possible nafkamina for this question of the relationship between the nesachim and the zevach. So one possible one, I think, is lechatchila, should these be brought together? Right? Because our Mishnah, our Gemara, is highlighting the question of the possible difference in the nesachim, whether they're being brought at the same time as the zevach, or whether they're being brought a few days later. So, the more we think that the nesachim are part of the zevach, the more likely it's going to be that the lechatchila will say that you should have the nesachim and bring the nesachim together when you bring the zevach. And don't, what is this business? Bringing the nesachim, you know, 5, 6, 10 or more days later.
You don't have to answer this, and I'm like preempting.
Yeah.
When we're talking about the pesukim, and Yossi pointed out, when we're talking about bringing together, we're talking about the same day, we're talking about...
Same day.
So,
we're kind of together, huh? No? Even the Kaddish is together, even. They have it in the Klisharis to really create that chiyah right away.
Maybe. I guess that would be another level. Another level. I didn't see anybody who said you needed that, but that would make sense.
Look, for the Kohen Tamid, you don't have the option to bring it 10 days. You shouldn't have the option to bring it 10 days later, because on the 30th of the month, you can just bring 30 days worth of Nesachim.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, the Nesachim for the Musaf of Yantiv, you can bring, you don't have to bring on Sukkos. Then I guess people bother because you'd sing Shira.
Right.
The Tosas in Rosh Hashanah points out. Tosas in Rosh Hashanah says, you know, fundamentally, you can bring the Nesachim whenever you want. But for Nischei Tzibur, you need to bring it on the same, you should bring it on the same day because right. You're supposed to sing Shira. Right.
Shira's telling on the Nesachim.
Exactly. Right. So that's a very technical Lechatchila. Right. Okay. Right. Basically, they think that there's no need to do it. Rashi in Temura says that you only bring the Nesachim on later days in his line like, Imlo Nizdamin Lo. Lechatchila, you should bring the Nesachim on the day of. Why is that? So you could say there's a technical reason for that, like a chavivin mitzvah b'shaita, which the truth is what the Rambam seems to hold. But the Griz is not so happy about that, because he says chavivin mitzvah b'shaita should only apply when you have like a chov to bring something on the day. Right? There's no why he's not sure why chavivin mitzvah b'shaita should apply when you volunteer a karban and you volunteer nesachim. So bring the karban on one day, bring the nesachim the other day. He thinks the reason why lechatchila you should bring the nesachim with the zevach or Rashi is that that's just the mitzvah of nesachim. Lechatchila, they should be brought with the zevach because they're part of the zevach. And he says, hey, the nesachim of a karban, we talked about Musa for a second, for Shabbos, nesachim are docha Shabbos, right? So they're called kavua lehen zman. Sounds like they are part of the zevach, and therefore they should be brought with the zevach. And you have a funny hatter to bring them later, but shouldn't do it if you don't need to. Rav Yaakov David Ilan quotes has another point which I think is enough meaning to this question of the relationship between the Nesachim and the Zevach. The halacha is Yoledes has to bring Karbanos, and what she brings depends on how wealthy she is. If she can afford it, she brings one animal as an Ola. If she can't afford an Ola, she brings two birds, one is an Ola, one is a Chatas. So let's say you have somebody who she can afford a sheep, but she cannot afford a sheep with the nesachah. So what do we think she should bring? So he quotes the Ravid, because he's being a little bit fancy, like somewhere in Taras Kohanim, but it's an explicit Rambam, Chosrei Kapara, which he, in the footnote he quotes also. Okay, so in the top, you know, he shows he's fancy, and then in the footnotes, you know, he gives you the regular Marmakom, that we say that if she can't afford the Nesachim, she's downgraded to birds. So what do we see from there? Seemingly, the Nesachim are a part of the Karban. Because if the Nesachim was a completely extraneous obligation, you bring your Karban, and then there's something else called Nesachim that comes alongside it, that shouldn't determine whether I bring a sheep or whether I bring birds. It's one Karban. The Karban is the animal and its Nesachim, and if she can't afford the Nesachim, then bring birds. Otherwise, we'll tell her, bring an animal, because that's the Karban, and go borrow money, figure it out on the Nesachim level. Okay? So that's another possible naftamina. And one third possibility is Rav Lichtenstein in that piece, so he just has a suggestion. You know, said the Rishonim mostly assume that the whole sugya of Lev Bezdin Mas Nalein only applies to a carbon seabor. So Rav Lichtenstein says, well, you know, if the Nesachim are totally separate from the carbon, then maybe Yachid could make it tonight. He says, you know, I declare I'm being mafresh a karban, and it's not going to come with Nesachim. A personal tonight, says Rav Lichtenstein, if they're really totally separate, maybe a person could create such a karban. He says, if the Nesachim are part and parcel of the karban itself, then you can't do that, right? You can't change the karban itself. The Torah says, an ola means animal, flour, oil, wine, then you cannot go and make a personal tanai that you're only going to bring the animal, you're not going to bring the flour, oil, and wine. So that's a third possible. What? Exactly. You're going to parsha of Mas Masha Kasim Tanai. Okay.
The Brisker of also likes.
What?
Which the Brisker of also likes.
Brisker also likes. So I'd count the question of the Nesachim as part of the Zevach or something that's separate. Right, next question that we're going to talk about was the, well, actually, you know, it's like different. Even if we think that the Nesachim are part of the Karban, we still need to ask, what exactly is your obligation to bring these Nesachim? Is the idea here that they're part of the Karban, and therefore you need to bring an animal, and you need to bring flour, oil, and wine, right? When you said, I am going to, hare alai ola, you basically just said, hare alai behema, soles, yain, and shemen. That's one way of thinking of it, right? The Nesachim are, we'll call, chobas hagabra. You're obligated to bring the animal, you're obligated to bring the Nesachim. Second way to think about it, though, is no. You are obligated to bring an animal. The animal itself, right, the carbon must be brought along with Nesachim. We call a chovas hakarbon. We've already, the second idea is a little bit counterintuitive, because, like, what do you mean? If it's part of the carbon, then when I say I'm going to bring a carbon, I have to bring all the parts of the carbon, the animal, and the Nesachim. But the truth is, there's a lot of evidence that no, the primary piece is the Zevach, and an outgrowth of that is the Nesachim. Bunch of the Achronim go in this direction. The Griz and the Gram, right? Achi HaGriz. So they both pointed out that when we talked about Kachayaku, and we saw the view of the Rambam, was that a guy brings a carbon, but he doesn't bring Nesachim, but the Bezdin has to bring the Nesachim for the carbon of the guy, which is the weirdest thing ever. He brings a carbon, but we bring his Nesachim? Like, why doesn't he bring his Nesachim? What's going on?
Is there potential that for goyim it's the dinner by goyim is different than by Jews?
Could be.
That, you know, for Jews we would say that you're accepting all of it upon you, and for goy we assume that, like,
so in other words,
that they don't have to pay taxes.
Excellent, very, very, very good. That, in other words, it's possible that there is, you're saying maybe there's both a chovas hagavra and a chovas hakarban, and a goy has no chovas hagavra. But now the Bezdin has to step in for the chovas hakarban.
Well done.
Right, exactly. That totally could be. But at minimum, we see from that view of the Rambam that the Nesachim are a chovas hakarban. The karban must come with Nesachim, even if the Bailim doesn't have to bring it. And then he quotes Rav Moshe. I think he actually quotes Rav Moshe, like officially quotes Rav Moshe in, over there in that piece, right? This is Yassi's Grizz, where Rav Moshe says this is the difference between a toda shalol lishma and a with its lechem and a karban shalol lishma with its nesachem. If you don't hold like the Svasemes from last sugya, then toda shalol lishma, you do not. It's kosher. It's not kosher. It's brought, but you do not bring the lechem, as opposed to a karban shalol lishma. Gemara and Daf Pei Test Sadi, we saw this way back at the beginning of the year, says black and white, you do bring the nesachim even for a karban, which is shalol lishma. So says Rav Moshe, what's the difference? Why do we say once the toda is shalol lishma, you do not bring the lechem, but when a zevach is shalol lishma, you will bring the nesachim? Says the answer is because they're coming for different reasons. The lachmi toda are brought for your chiyuv toda, and once this animal is not accomplishing your chiyuv because you went and did shalol lishma and it's kashav al lebailim, then there's no point in bringing nesachim because in bringing lachmi toda, because the lachmi toda will not discharge your chovas hagavra. But the nesachim are not there for your chovas hagavra, and even if the carbon is going to be low al labailim because either shol lishma, you still bring the nesachim. Why? Because the nesachim are not there for your chov; they're there because you're bringing this carbon, and the carbon still is a carbon, despite your shol lishma, and that shol lishma carbon still needs its nesachim. The Rav Ilan, father and son team, they have a few more nachamina. This is like in the Taras HaKodesh. This is the whole piece that Rav Ilan senior has. This one. A couple of quick-hitting nafkaminas is he says he doesn't think that there's an isser of bal yacha that you have to bring things on time, bal yachal dvarav, right? You can't what?
Bal yacha,
yeah, okay, Marina, don't kill me, bal yachal dvarav, right? You have to bring things on time. So he says, well, if this is just a chovas hakarban, it's not a chovas hagavra, so you can, if you delay and delay and delay the nesachim, we saw earlier Rashi say the chachila bring it same day, but b'dieved, you bring them as long as you want, he suggests, because it's not your chov, it's the karban's chov. The Rambam brings a drasha that if you're bringing nesachim, you cannot use ma'aser sheni. Special gzeir sakasa, you can't use ma'aser sheni to pay for your nesachim. That's problematic because the rule we have in Kachin is whenever you bring a carbon which you are obligated to bring, you have to pay for it with chulin. So why do I need a special gzer sakasa telling me to use my sersheni, not to use chulin for my nesachim? So Rilan says, same idea over here. The nesachim is not a chovas hagavra. The carbon needs the nesachim. So I might have thought that my chovos, of course, I need chulin for, but my carbon's chov, I could have used my sasheni. That's why there has to be a drasha against that.
It's a drasha for everything, then.
What?
It's a drasha for everything beyond my sasheni.
Why? Well, what else would you use? What else would you use?
It's the charity surcharge that you throw in.
Yeah.
2%.
Yeah, I'll call it the hey, what's the crowdfunding?
Cosmash?
Yeah, so they have the Cosmash fee.
I added 2% to keep that one for myself.
And then one more nafkamina from Rav Ilan Senior. Let us go to the next sugya. There are more, but we'll just move on. This is a really, really interesting one. If a ger dies, so we, and he left karbanos, so we will bring his karbanos, but Tosus point out, comes out of the Gemara, I think on Daf Nun Aleph in Menachos, that we will not use the Ger's estate to bring Nesachim. If he was mafresh a carbon, we'll bring the carbon. And if he said he's going to bring a carbon, right? So we'll if he had a chov to bring a carbon, we'll bring a carbon from his estate, right? Ger shemes, that's like the best thing ever. I mean, not for the ger, but you know, it's a hefker, go wild and all his stuff.
All his stuff.
But exactly.
Except
Noah. So, but his behemoth has to be brought as a carbon. But the massive question is, why is there also not a shibud on his nesachim why is there no shiba on his nechasim for the nesachim?
Good job, Ray Lamb.
Right. So he said, okay, tell us talk about this. And if it's shibud alav de oraisa, then okay. No, that's why. Even though he left an animal, we're not gonna make you take from his estate for nesachim because there's no shibud oraisa. The Rambam paskin shibud de oraisa, and yet the Rambam does not say that you need to take from his money to buy nesachim. Why is that? Why am I able to go to the ger's estate and take his money for myself? The Ribbono Shel Olam has first dibs because there should be a shibud on his nesachim, on his nechasim, to bring nesachim. So what's going on? Sri Lan says, the answer is very, very basic over here. He had no chovas agavra to bring nesachim. He had to bring carbon. The carbon needed nesachim, but that has nothing to do with his bank account. And that just has to do with the carbon. Needs nesachim. That's why if a ger dies, we'll bring the zevach, but we're not going to take from his estate to bring nesachim. Okay. So now let's talk about what exactly the nesachim are for a few minutes, and then we'll talk about a few possible hilukim. Already, it's a little bit strange in the psukim, right? Those psukim in Shlach, which most of the, or is it, you know, Machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, it seems fascinating, like Rabbi Shmuel, that for at least Yachitz, the Dava, Nesachim were not always there. Nesachim was like this add-along, you know, later piece. So what exactly is this thing? So we had Rav Chaim in that smaller piece in Rav Chaim Moedak. Rav Chaim quotes the Rambam in B'yis Mikdash Beis Yud Aleph, one of the great Rambams. The Rav and the Arthei Shirim and Avelis all over this Rambam, because the Rambam there says an Avel cannot send Karbanos all 7 days. And the Rav says, this sounds like it's Midoraisa, which would be a point of evidence that even though the Rambam says that only the first day of Avelis are you obligated to observe the Ihugi Avelis, he says, so there's a chalos of Avelis for all of Shiva. And that's therefore an Avel does not send Karbanos for all 7 days. The problem though for our purpose is that the Rambam says you even shouldn't bring Eitzim, and you even shouldn't bring Yayin. So ask Sir Chaim, okay, I know what Yayin is the Nesachim. Yes, and I were talking about this. When we talk about Nesachim, such as Rolling Menachos, we think of the Mincha, which is brought alongside the Karban. But technically, I guess the Nesachim really is the one, because that's what you're Menasech. And yeah, and the Psukim, that's clear, right? It's the, you know, Mincha Sam Minis Kehem. But why on earth is it a Chiddush that an Onin does not send Nesachim, the Yayin, any more than the Onin doesn't send anything else? And why is it being compared to Eitzim? So says Rav Chaim, we seem to see from here that Nesachim are not a carbon. It's with the carbon, maybe it's part of the carbon, but it in of itself is not a carbon. Now we need to define what exactly this means, because we've seen all this evidence, like from our Gemara, that it's part of the carbon. It's not going to be part of a carbon without a carbon. So we'll talk about that in 1 minute. Just, you know, get on the record. The one other piece that's quoted in that Rav Chaim, right? Achi agriz, Rav Moshe, who says, therefore, there's no need for lishma when you bring the nesachim. Did you guys talk last year, do you remember, about the need for lishma with ketores?
Yes.
So the Griz suggests, I think it comes from Rav Chaim, that when you burn ketores during the year, not Yom Kippur, during the year, there's no need for lishma. Because there's no ritzo involved. The mitzvah is just burn the ketores. You just need a maisa haktara. There's no ritzui, so it's not being brought for the sake of anything. So that same idea seems to be operating here for the nesachim, according to Rav Moshe and Rav Chaim. When you bring a zevach, at the same time you're obligated to burn or libate the Nesachim. One other piece which very clearly supports this idea, the Nesachim, maybe they're with the carbon, but they themselves are not a carbon, is the Gemara in Temura, which postulates that Nesachim can be brought at night. Which is very surprising, because we never do avoda at night. The Gemara has a Joshua for this, says, Min chasam min eskehem. They're brought even after 10 days, they're even brought at night. Sounds like, what exactly is going on? The Rashba has a tshuva, Chilak Aleph, Simen Ayin Tes. The Knesset Rishonim in Temura quotes it, where the Rashba points out, you know, he says, you know what this is? This is just like Haktaras Evarim. He says, this is defined as something which is Sof Avodas Hayom. It's part of Avodas Hayom, and so therefore it has to be brought by, it has to be done by a Kohen. Things which can be done at night don't need a Kohen. Avodas Laila doesn't need a Kohen, but he says, it's Sof Avodas Hayom. It needs a Kohen. But he says, it's Sof Avodas HaTamidim. Shechelek Mechalke HaTamidim. Ulficha Ksheirim Af Balaila. So it's part of the Tamid, but he really compares it to is Hekder Evarim, which in the Pesukim makes a ton of sense, because if you look carefully at the Pesukim, when the Pesukim talk about the Mincha and the Mincha Seveskim, over and over and over again, whenever the Nesachim are mentioned, Reyach Nichoach is mentioned alongside. And so that piece in the Netziv, in the Hamakdavar, said, like this, we're now saying, you want to create Reyach Nichoach, that's done when you bring the Mincha. So the idea here seems to be that the Nesachim are being, it's like an enhanced Mizbeach experience. It's part of the carbon, but there's no avoda here. There's no ritzu here. There's no lishma over here. This is, you burn meat on the Mizbeach, and then we give the Mizbeach a full course meal. There's meat, there's bread, and there's wine. So on the one hand, yes, right, as I said in the beginning of the sugya from our whole Gemara, it is part of the carbon, but it and of itself, as Reb Chaim is saying, it's not a carbon, it's just adding to the experience of haktar. Okay. I was wondering about this, but the Rambam in the beginning of his discussion of the Dina of the Nesachim, so I don't know, the funny Rambam Raivim Achokas, the Rambam seems to say that the Nesachim were not even, the wine was not even poured on the Mizbeach. The Rambam seems to say that it was poured on the Yesod, which maybe Lav Dafka, the Lacha Mishnah, argues very hard that's Lav Dafka, but that again would be emphasizing this is not, you know, a real part of the carbon itself. This is just, the point is that it's supposed to be poured, wherever it's supposed to be poured on the Mizbeach. Maybe. Think about that. Okay, so the last thing to cover is the possibility of being machalik between different karbanos. Right, and just coming out of the Pesukim, this would be something that would be very, very appealing. Because you saw the way Rabbi Shmuel understands the Pesukim. In Parshas Tetzaveh, so already Torah is telling us that when you bring the Karban Tamid has to have Nesachim. And what are the, and in the Miluim, right, that Arakon is bringing, he's bringing Nesachim. And when a mitzora has to bring a carbon, right? So the mitzora has to bring something that's kind of weird. There's no yayin over there, but there's mincha and shemen. So we have certain karbanos where the nesachim go a way back. And then this week's parasha, we talk about the nesachim which come with all of the musafin. That sounds like that's from the get-go. But then in Shlach, after the Chedem Araglim, Torah says, once you come into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to bring the Sachem with your Karbana, with your Nedavos. And Rabbi Shmuel understands that this means it did not bring the Sachem on the Midbar, and then once you get into Eretz Yisrael, when you want to bring an Ola and a Shlamim, it has to come with the Sachem. So it would be very, very appealing to say that the relationship between the Nesachem and the Zevach change depending on what kind of carbon we're talking about. Maybe they're more closely linked with the Karban Tzibur, which was always lo hayo lo nivra carbon tamid didn't have nesachim, then they are with the carbon nedava, which it's a accoutrement, it's an add-on, and that only happens, you know, 40 years after we came into Eretz Yisrael. So I just mentioned three points that I came across which can indicate possible chilukim. Number one, the first two come from Rav Yaakov Davidilan, right in the footnote over here in Temura, and the third comes from Morning Seder, from Yassi Meir Zandrush. Where is this? Just let me take it 1 second. Let me find this Rambam. Okay, the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halachos Ma'aser Karbanos Halacha Chaf is talking about Achrayas Nechasim for Karbanos. And that if things don't work out, so basically, do you have to act as a human insurance policy for your Karbanos? And of course, the halacha we know is that you do. You know, if you were supposed to bring a karban, so there's a chiv achrayas that's on you. I'm a little confused. Ma'aser Karbanos Perek Aleph Halacha Chesh. He said that doesn't exist.
There's this
Perek Aleph. It's Kasav. Oh, come on, it's gonna make me find where this is in the thing. I'm not gonna find where this is in the thing. Okay, that's bad choice. But
where's this? It's
Rabbi what Rabbi Lan? It's it's that footnote that I sent out. Yeah, it's page Pei Beis in the Knesset Rishonim. Where does he talk about? Oh, here we go. Talacha Zion. Yeah. So the Rambam says Talacha Zion Perek Aleph. Kol Karbanos Hayachid Chayv Bachriusan Uverchayas Nischayan. So any Karban Yachid you bring, you're Chayv in its Achayas, and the Achayas for its Nisachim, Chutz Min HaNedava. The Kol Karbanos HaTzibur Eino Chayv Bachriusan Uverchayas Nischayan. So Rabbi Lan is confused. Because it sounds like we're saying here that you have no chiyav achrayas both for your karban, for your nedava, and for your nedava's nesachim. But he says, we know this thing, it's not true over here. We know that if you bring a zevach and you lose the nesachim, he says, the Gemara, and it's coming up, Menachos Daf Pei, that you do have to bring new wine. You certainly have to bring nesachim for your zevach, right? You know, neder, nedava, what exactly it looks like. So if you said I'm going to bring Betsy as a carbon and Betsy dies, you do not need to bring a new carbon. That we know. But if you brought Betsy and the nesachim, were nifsal or something, you need to bring new nesachim. So what is the Rambam talking about when he says that there's no chiyav achrayas on the nesachim for your Nidava? So he suggests what this Rambam means is going back to his father's idea. Remember, his father had said that the Nisachim are not a Chovas HaGavra, they're only a Chovas HaKarban. It's not that you need to bring it, your Karban needs it. Nafkamina was that there is no Shiba Nisachim, Nishiba Nechasim. And if the Ger dies, we're not going to take from his estate to buy Nisachim. So suggests Rav Ilan, maybe what the Rambam means over here is that Karban Chova will have a Shibud to bring the Nesachim. There will be a Chova Sagavra on mandatory Karbanos. So the Torah says a Mitzora has to bring the Nesachim with his Karban Mitzora. It's going to come with Nesachim no matter what. Right? That's on him. It's not just an outgrowth of his Karban. That's part of the carbon itself, mamish. He needs to bring an asham, he needs to bring a chatos, he needs to bring nesachim. A nedava is a different story. Nedava, that's added later on, and it's an outgrowth of the carbon, and so therefore there's not going to be any shibud. And he says maybe that's what the Rambam means. Another one he quotes to show there could be differences, right? We saw Rav Moshe Soloveitchik who thought, so look, nesachim is not a carbon. There's no chiyav lishma. You don't have to have lishma. There's no ritzoi. So there's no chiyav lishma for when we bring the sachem. So Rav says that's very nice, but he quotes a Yerushalmi in Psachim Perkei Halacha Beis, which take his word for it, says mefurash that the chatas of the mitzora requires the nesachem to be offered lishma. So what's going on? Yerushalmi literally says black on white that the Nesachim of Mitzorah need Lishma. So he says again, here we can make the same distinction. The Nesachim of the for the Mitzorah are not an outgrowth of the Karban. They're not an Eda. It's just literally part, right? The Torah says, in order for Mitzorah to become Torah, he needs to bring an Asham, he needs to bring an Ola, he needs to bring a Chatas, and he needs to bring Shemen and Mincha. So that's those Nesachim, those mandatory Nesachim, are going to be part of the mamash, part of the carbon itself, a total chiyuv on the gavra. There's going to be an inyan of the shema, right? That's a real mincha. As mashenkin nesachim for a nedava. Even though it's called a mincha, there's no ritzui, there's no lishma. It's not a karban; it's more of a haktara. It's more of an imurim than its own karban. Okay. The third possible chiluk that we can make from different nesachim can come from the Rambam's psakim over here in our sugya, in Tulum Akdashin, Perikya Beis, Halacha Vav, and Halacha Zayin. Right, our Mishnah said, if you were Makadesh the Nesachim, then if the Nesachim were there, and the Zevach was Makadesh the Nesachim, and then the Zevach had a sad ending, so what happened to the Nesachim? So it's not like, Yipaslu Belina. But it's not so clear as you go on in the Sugya whether you wait until nightfall and literally allow the Nesachim to get Apsulina. That's the lower level of psul, right? The psul we call psulo shel begufo. You require ibur tzura, or whether it just meant no, it's pasul like lina, and it's gonna be burnt right away. Right? Wasn't clear. The Rambam Halacha Vav Halacha Zayin says the following. He says, "You're makadosh the nesachim, right? You're makadosh. Yeah, the zevach is there, the nesachim are there. Then the zevach was nifsal." Says the Rambam, "Im lo hayasham zevach zevach bosasha, nasu kimi shenivlasu belina, v'yisarfu." So he's saying it's like lina, and they need to be burned. They need to be burned right away. Medvaramurim bekarban tzibur meshalev bezin masnalayan. Right, that's where you have the option of swapping. So in a carbon tzibur, when you have the opportunity to swap, you swap. But if you can't swap, it's dead on arrival, immediate psul. And he continues and he says, "Ba carbon yachid." So he says you can't swap. The avavish is zevach bosasha. Even if you have another carbon available, ela minichan ad sheyipaslu belina the isarfu. What did he say? He said carbon yachid. You have to let it sit and get a psul lina. So why is he telling me that if the zevach died, then the nesachim for a carbon tzibur have an immediate psul, but the nesachim of a carbon yachid muck around until shkia, right? It's not an immediate psul. Now, Achronim have different suggestions over here. Mari Korkis says it's like a technical thing that we don't want people to get confused with the carbon tzibur. You know, since the carbon tzibur sometimes it's saved, so if you burn it right away, they'll get confused. So whatever. Hey, Kabbalah and Mishnah says the same thing, but maybe we could suggest just read the Rambam Kipshuto and say for a karban tzibur where the nesachim were always part of the system, the nesachim really are a part of the karban, and therefore if the karban is dead, the nesachim will be dead as well, because that's the way tamid comes with nesachim. That's just what a tamid is. It's tamid and flour and oil, etc. But it's carbon yachid. That's an adava. And this was a later era, right? This is a subsequent addition to the carbon. So maybe we can suggest that the nesachim of yachid are not as strongly linked to the carbon. They're not part of the carbon to the same degree as the carbon of the tibur. And therefore, in the event that the zevach dies, you can't go weiter and bring the nesachim, but they're not going to be nifsal immediately, and therefore you have to wait until Shkia for Psul Lina. So just to sum up then, so we saw, there seems to be Machlokes, right, our Gemara by and large links the Nesachim with the Zevach, while the Sugya in earlier in Tesvav splits them. Ashlo Shnos Zevach Acher. That's Tos Seros Namaskana, right, the Griz and Mikdash David, you know, explain different shades of gray, how linked the Karbanos could be. We saw a bunch of proofs, assuming they're linked, that the Nesachim are an outgrowth of the carbon, right? Chovas a carbon, rather than a Chovas HaGavra. Right? We explained then from Rav Chaim, the idea here could be that this Chova is actually like an enhanced Haktaras Imurin. That's why they're going to be burnt at night. That's why it's not really part of the carbon. It's the add-on, it's the Reach Nechovach for your carbon. That's how we suggested there could be a difference between different karbanos, right? Yachid, Tzibur, and Nedava, Chova. Okay, shkach a bit.
Excellent.